We're back again with Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. This week, we're going to continue our discussion on workplace wellness programs, and that's based on a recent employer guide published jointly by Johns Hopkins and the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Today, we're going to spend a little time talking about nutrition, healthy eating at the workplace. Here joining me, of course, is Hector De La Torre, who is the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, diet and what people eat seems like a very personal choice, and not something we typically look for the employer to take responsibility for. How did the study look at this, and really what's going on out there?
Well, it turns out that workplaces are an especially good setting to positively influence dietary habits and reduce obesity for a number of reasons. First, employers can modify the food environment at the worksite, making it easier for people to make healthy choices during those many work hours. Second, workplaces often have social networks of people who can provide support to one another, allowing them to work together toward common health goals. The key isn't to dictate what people eat, it's to create an environment where they can make healthy choices.
So the whole premise here really is if people are healthier, if they feel better in the course of the day, they're more productive, they're more engaged, they're sharper, and in the end, that's all good for the company.
It positively impacts productivity for those workers.
You know, it's very similar to, I guess, the school systems. Going to the school systems, and there are these audits about what kids are eating in the course of the day, and if they're just eating chicken nuggets and French fries as their vegetable of the day and soda, they're probably not going to be very sharp in the classroom.
Absolutely. And it's about the choices that you're presenting to them in the workplace, right? The employer does have a choice of what's in those vending machines, what's in the cafeteria if they have a cafeteria, et cetera.
So what are companies really doing to deal with this issue, but also to satisfy a broad range of preferences?
Well, one of my favorite examples is a company that has a cafeteria, and they're providing pretty much the same food they've always provided. But what they've done is fairly clever. They separated their cafeteria into three sections. One section is painted green. That's the healthy stuff. The middle section is painted yellow, and that's kind of the in-between stuff. And then the other section, the third section, is painted red, and that's the bad stuff. People get this visual clue, and hopefully they make the right decision.
That's very interesting. I find it fascinating when you think about it. When I started working life, I actually worked in the U.S. Congress, and people smoked in the office. You'd go to committee hearings, you know, certain members of Congress would be, you know, have a cigar, or there'd be ashtrays around, and that was very, very common. And that wasn't so very long ago. So what are some of the things that the employers need to think about in terms of offering really healthy choices for their employees?
There are some simple ways of providing those healthy food options, providing nutrition education to employees, whether that's brochures, videos, posters, classes. A lot of times people want to do the healthy thing, they just don't know how, and they're afraid to ask. And so making that material available to everyone is a good approach. Another thing they can do is provide healthy food at workplace events. Many times there'll be employee birthday parties, and you'll have cake, obviously. But rather than having other not so good stuff, have fresh fruit and vegetables.
The study is yielding a lot of interesting insights and hopefully may spur some further action on this front to ensure that there are healthy choices. Hector, thanks as always. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.